Freddie Worley operates Worley's Tire in downtown Berryville and Worley's Equipment Rental on the Osage River in eastern Carroll County. He's also chair of the new Carroll County Public Facilities Board, approved by the Quorum Court in December, which is planning a new rural water delivery system to serve rural residents currently on private wells. In years past, he said, some have run dry or, like his, smell weird.
Has lots of sulfur in it. And that's the reason we've been interested in rural water for 2 to 3 years, because of sulfur in the well. I drilled a well about 6 years ago, built a new house out there and drilled a well, and it's got sulfur in it. And we're drinking it now, but don't have no ticks and chiggers.
He's joking, of course, about the bug repellent. And drinking sulfur water won't hurt you, but it tastes awful. Carroll County is one of the last in the state without a rural water system. That's why Worley and other business owners living in Berryville requested the Carroll County Quorum Court vote to enact it.
Fire protection alone is worth all the effort we're putting in this, but we also need future growth. We need the economy to improve, and we got to have rural water in Carroll County to assure our water system as we go along in the future for our grandkids.
Water for this system will be drawn from a 30-inch trunk line running from Eureka Springs to Harrison, operated by Carroll Boone Water District, which draws from Beaver Lake. Proponents believe rural water will enrich their local real estate development, poultry farms, and local businesses like Worley's Tires. The question is, how many rural residents want a public water supply?
The majority of the people I talk to and discuss this wants rural water. They have a well. A lot of them has good water, but they realize that water might not stay good forever. It might run dry. When I was a kid, we had 60 to 80 foot wells. It's been 50 years ago, we had 60 to 80 foot wells. And then they went to drilling 200 or 300 foot wells. Now they're drilling 12 to 1400 foot wells to get adequate water.
The Public Facilities Board has secured an engineering firm that will design the system so it can apply for federal loans and issue tax-exempt bonds. But Worley says bonds are out of the question at this time.
First, it'll start with the need study. We'll have to hire an independent firm to do an environmental study. That's very important. That's mandated by USDA. And then we'll take all of this to the USDA. Then they will qualify for, if we qualify for a loan, then they will go ahead and loan us the money and give us the grants. Then we'll apply for more grants to try to get that monthly meter charge as low as we can get it for the average household.
Debt service for the rural water system would be provided by user fees. Those who sign up for rural water will pay an estimated $150 hookup fee, along with a monthly fee around $40. That's really low compared to, say, Benton County, where rural water customers paid $3,000 to buy in and $750 connection fee. Rumors have been circulating of forced participation, condemnation of private wells, and declarations of eminent domain on private property to dig water lines.
I want your listeners to know that we have no power and never have discussed on condemning a well, capping a well, even testing a well. That's not our business. We have no, I don't know who started that rumor, but that's not true and has never been true.
Once constructed, who's responsible for the water district if it goes into default?
The USDA will regulate that real close. They might have been one rural water system has went down and couldn't make their payments. USDA has went in and restructured their loan, and they work with them real close. The county is not liable for our debt. It's a member run, a member owned. It's county owned, but it's member run. You buy one meter, you get one vote.
In the end, Worley says, the Public Facilities Board members, himself, Will Shell, Sammy Smith, and Bob Titu, will ultimately be responsible if the rural water system goes bankrupt. The board may also have the option to sell its asset to the highest bidder, and that's what concerns Eureka Springs resident Pat Matsoukas.
yes, we have a need for rural water. No, we have no way to know what our real needs are because we've never done any study one way or the other because of the way this ordinance is structured, that at some point in the future, this water board could decide to sell itself. Now, it could sell itself back to Carroll County. It could sell itself to Benton County. It could sell itself to California, to Canada, to China, to Poland. We have no control. So that would mean that in the future, all of our water could be diverted, or all of our water bills would be diverted to be paying an entity in another country or another place, taking away our input.
Metsuka's organized a ballot initiative last autumn to repeal the ordinance establishing the PFB. She collected 1,500 petition signatures to bring the matter to a vote by the county's 25,000 residents next Tuesday. Four public meetings, some contentious, were hosted by the PFB around the county. Metsuka's attended three of them.
And I noticed that all the board members were chosen from right there in Berryville. There's no representation from, it's not even a clear representation of the county.
Carroll County Public Facilities Board Chair Freddie Worley says they're not really organized yet because of the petition, but they've started to set up some rules.
We will answer to the court, the JP. We will give them a written audit. An independent audit company will come in once a year from January through March. They will audit us. We will answer to the judge and the JPs one time a year. Of course, they will have input on anybody will have input through our committee with any problems they have.
Lamont Ritchie's newly elected Justice of the Peace for Carroll County's 3rd District. He's also transit director for the city of Eureka Springs. Last summer, he began investigating the new public facilities board and found he would have little control over it.
Public facilities boards have the authority to do so many different kinds of activities beyond waterworks. They can do sewer. They can do public parking. They can do jails. I mean, it's a huge, expansive statute with a lot of powers. It's very complex.
And not subject to rigid bidding regulations, Ritchie says. He's not against rural water. Rather, he supports a more simple rural water authority, which happens to exist in Carroll County, to do the job.
It seemed to me that most of the impetus for wanting to create some type of an entity to develop rural water was coming from east of the Kings River. I don't know of anybody other than those who came before the Quorum Court early last year to request or support the ordinance who were asking for it.
But Freddie Worley insists rural water's not being pushed by vested business interests on the east side of the Kings River, which divides the county. Instead, he says the county is divided by two kinds of residents.
It was named by a statewide paper several years ago, Woodstock or Livestock. The livestock is a common working people that works every day. Woodstock is a people that wants it go back to the early 60s or 70s, and they want it to stay there. Now, if you want to put this on the radio, I don't care.
If the ordinance to create a public facilities board is repealed by a majority of Carroll County voters February 8th, Freddie Worley says he will help Berryville real estate developer Jimmy Jones and his newly certified public water authority to bring water to a small sector of residential and business projects in eastern Carroll County. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.